From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to A Juno Afternoon. It's Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Boston Christopher. Gwyneth Cheese for joining the conversation. On today's show, we have a special one-hour preview of the upcoming Ok Rock Indigenous Music Festival happening here in Juno in September. Today, we're coming at you live from Studio 2K here at KTOO, broadcasting on the homelands of the Ok'wan. The leadership of the festival is here, and we will share some tunes and talk about this amazing festival, the only Indigenous music festival in the United States. Plenty of music and conversation coming up this hour on A Juno Afternoon.
Hanson Gress, Ka eat with the shoe ye, we kashuk a ye tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta kanakaya ha anikak. Gwyneth Cheese.
KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Ok'wan. The Glen A.D. have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot, once part of the tidelands, now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who traveled to and from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and for future generations. Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
Listen to the story. We cried and we laughed. Lessons from my history, but not of how we go back. 'Cause we strive to move forward, a vision of what we can be. Full is our circle, complete as you. We'll fill it with love, and we'll fill it with joy, and we'll fill it with pride. A vision of what we can be, my first and last kids. My first and last kids. My first and last kids. I love you.
Oh, yes. You're listening to community-supported Juno Afternoon on KTOO at 104.3 Juno and 91.7 Juno Ok Bay and online at ktoo.org. I'm Boston Christopher. This September, the only Indigenous music festival in the United States will be happening right here on Tlingit Ani. It will be one of the first big events back after the Centennial Hall renovations. And the lineup for this festival is truly remarkable. The festival takes place September 21st through the 23rd, and you can find out more at okrockfest.com. That's A-A-K-W, rockfest.com. You can also follow the festival on Instagram at aakw.rock, where you can see all kinds of cool pictures and stuff going on there. It's an honor to welcome to the studio today Kuchung, who's the creative director of the festival, and Nethka Kuge, who is the project director, to share this hour and help us get pumped for these festivities. Gwyneth Cheese for coming into the studio today, y'all.
What's up, everyone?
Nice.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
It's jamai. Radio Amk.
I love it. I know we opened a little bit with my stories, which is our stories.
It's your story,
which,
too.
It's all of our stories. And it's great because it talks about a vision, right? Which is really cool. And so I wanted to open with that today. And I just want to know, too, Kachung, for those who may not know, what is Ok Rock?
Ok Rock is just honoring this place in space, right? We're creating a music festival, an indigenous music festival. Like you mentioned, is the only indigenous festival in the United States, which is crazy to even think about. And so what we, our hopes is to just really to uplift and honor artistic excellence of indigenous people from around the world. I mean, we have an opportunity to have a convening of voices coming together, both indigenous, non-indigenous, and to have people really having a chance to really connect on histories, on misrepresentation, on underrepresentation, and then really have a chance to have a dialogue while listening to some amazing, amazing music. Because it's not just about music. We're actually going to have time for us to really get a chance to really get to know each other. We're going to create a space that has this opportunity to have these moments of connection with people from all over the world.
Yeah, I know. At the bottom of your about page on your website, you have a great phrase there at the end, and it almost sounds like a mission statement, which is "Together we are changing the narrative of the historical underrepresentation of Indigenous music."
Yeah, that was Nashville right there.
Yeah, nice. Well done. And so, how did this idea for this festival come about? I know it started with you a long time ago, Kachung, like in terms of thinking about how Indigenous music is represented around the world with Bamiwa. You're in Bamiwa and you've toured the world. And I know you've talked about this a little bit on the show before, but
yeah.
Like the idea of seeing what you see, what you didn't see. And like you had this seed like a long time ago, right?
So we've done an Indigenous event before for a while in Anchorage. It wasn't a festival, but it was like a day of celebration of Indigenous music. But we had just got done doing a fundraiser for Hayukatangi Kuri, the language programs at Tlingit Haida. And this is Bamiwa, my band. And we were brought here for a different event. And so, but I connected with President Peterson and was like, hey, let's do something together. We're here, might as well do something. And he was like, well, can we do a fundraiser for the language programs? And so we ended up doing that over at the EP Hall. And afterwards, you know, went and met with him. I was like, what should we do? What else should we do? Mm. And I was like, should we do a music series? And he was like, no. Let's do a festival.
Ah.
And so I went directly from that meeting with President Peterson and went over to the ED at the time at the Jack, Nancy DeCherney, and said, well, hey, President Peterson wants to do a festival. And she was like, well, let's do a festival. So really, it was that easy, you know, and it was just having that conversation about creating something just unique and really historic. Because really, there is nothing out there. You know, 30 years of being a professional touring musician throughout the nation, we've seen some come and go. Mm. We've performed at two ever. Those are now gone.
Wow.
We have performed at world music festivals, but at like side stages that are an afterthought in the in the festival grounds. But there really wasn't a festival that was dedicated to Indigenous artistry. At all. And and we see them in other places. Canada has several.
Yeah.
Europe has several. Of course, Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yeah.
And Australia. So there's places that have them and we've performed at those. And to see the pride and the joy and connection that happens in those places over the years, it was like, God, we have to have one here. And so it was just really as simple as having that conversation. And I believe, I think 2 weeks later, we were applying for our first grant and several months later we got the word and I guess we're doing a music festival.
I guess we're doing it. Yeah. And the first one, this is the second one. It's going to be every 2 years. And the first one, gloriously was produced in the heart of the pandemic. How did that happen?
How did that happen? So Kachung and others, it was largely a volunteer-driven event, and the passions of the Juno community here came together to bring folks to record or artists to record here. It was done in the Centennial Hall with the beautiful Yacht by Robert Mills as the background. And then artists who either were not able to travel from their home countries set in professionally recorded videos. And that was really how it was pulled off, in partnership with several local media companies here and producers and just folks who were really passionate about bringing live music in whatever form possible back to Occoquan.
Right. Yeah. And I know, full disclosure, KTO, the TV side of our arm here, was did a lot of the video.
It was on a major partner in this. We never could have pulled it off. I mean, the feel of it was, you know, we wanted it. If we're not going to have it in person, we want it to have the most amazing online experience. And so we put almost all of our resources into making that. And KTOO, with their magic and their talented crew, were able to create an online festival, which felt like, to me, like a really like an award show. It felt like you were watching the Grammys.
Yeah, it felt like you were there.
It felt like you were there. Really like, nice. Like it was live and happening in the moment, and you were able to experience it. And that's the magic of media and the magic of TV, because we had recorded those earlier in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But our, you know, our explanation to each of those artists was like, you have 30 minutes. As soon as this timer starts, you have 30 minutes. If you do with it what you want, with it.
Yeah.
If you need, if you feel like you have to stop and re-record something, you feel like you messed up, imagine that you're in a live concert right now at a festival. You don't have that opportunity to do that, right?
Right.
But you can, but you're like, but you know, but do you want to do that? So we're just like, you have this 30 minutes. So make this moment in these 30 minutes as special as you can. And each one of them, I remember watching it when we were having our 30-minute spot, right? And watching the clock, and we're coming down to our last song. And I was like, oh my God, are we going to make it? Are we going to make it? And coming through, we were about halfway through the song. We're in the guitar solo part, right? And there's like a minute left. I was like, oh my God, we're not going to make it. But, you know, I was like, oh, we went over by about 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And each one of the groups did that. And every time a group finished, there was like only like 10 or 12 of us in the audience. We were just screaming and giving as much love as we could. But it felt like we were watching something super special. And how amazing it was that it was just a few of us that really got to experience this live in person.
Yeah. And now we all get to experience it live in person right here on Klinkinania, coming up in the end of September, September 21st. And this music lineup is awe-inspiring. I want to play a couple of tracks from some of our headliners, Snotty Nose, Rez Kids, The Hallucination, and Rob Ruha. We're going to start with The Hallucination. We'll hear a little Rob Ruha, and then we'll end with Snotty Nose, Rez Kids, one of the songs we can play on the radio.
Yeah, they don't have that many.
called Gravedigger. So here's some music to get you primed for this festival that is coming up at the end of September right here in Klinkit-Ani. We'll be right back.
You can put that on my mama. I've been down, I've been out, and I've been burned. I'd be lying if I try to say it didn't hurt. Only thing I've never been is a liar. When I die, you can burn me in the shroud.
I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger. Haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger. You don't need to know my pain. I'm a grave digger.
Look, red hand on my face with a hand drum. Hey, go bang, 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 I'm troublesome. My very existence is a resistance. That's nothing new on the grandfather's son. My war cry, man, I'm going in. Created, look out for the kid. Cause Jesus ain't died for my sins. I tell him my ancestors did. Yeah. I'm a red man and my can't be the blackfish. I cleanse in the ocean, I don't need no Baptist. I got my head long like my ancestors bow. And I shake it and shake it like Polaroid pictures. Loyal to the sire with my dogs, call them Hoyas. Shed so many tears, I warn you that it comes with being a warrior.
I'm a grave digger, you don't need to know my name. I'm a grave digger, haven't slept in days. I'm a grave digger, you don't need to know my past. I'm a grave digger, see my DNA. I'm looking right away, then you can see you when I reach. Couple thousand in a building, I'm a bad man mistake. I'm trying to save my people, I'm the one that should be safe. I just want to catch a body and it's about a digging grave.
If that doesn't get you fired up for a festival of indigenous music, I don't know what will. You're listening to Juno Afternoon on KTOO. Oh, hello. No, we don't want that. We don't want extra music. I don't know where that went to. I'm talking to Kuchung and Nefkakuge from the Indigenous Music Festival, Ok Rock, which is coming to Tlingit Ani at the end of September. So we were just listening to some really cool music, a couple different genres in there. So we ended with Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Tell us a little bit about them.
Snotty Nose. Oh my gosh. They're powerful. They have come into the music scene just winning awards like crazy.
On fire.
Fire. And they're out of Canada and BC.
Yep.
It's a rap duo. They also have a DJ, Sukum, a female DJ that will hopefully be coming with them. I would call that just like, I mean, indigenous hip hop, right?
Yeah.
And really their stories are about living and growing up, you know, in villages as native kids. So it's like, I think when you listen to hip hop, right, it really is, if you're really a hip hop artist, you really speak to your truth and you don't pose or you're not, you know, if you're not from the ghetto. You shouldn't be rapping about the ghetto, right? Mm-hmm. Or some other kind of life. They're rapping about and spitting rhymes about their life living up in rural Canada as indigenous people. And it's like, so people, young people especially, really resonate with that.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome listening to them. They're one of my favorite groups.
Yeah. And we played a song called Gravedigger, which is one of the ones we can play on the radio.
Yeah.
But you can find much more of their music online. And right before that was Rob Ruha. Now, he's really interesting. He's Maori from New Zealand, and he has been called a powerhouse of progressive Maori music. And I really love that song. That was called 35.
Yeah, 35.
Tell us a little bit about, is he coming all the way from New Zealand to come here?
10 of them.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
10 of them. It's our act coming from the farthest place.
Yeah.
This one is a special one. This one was really about creating relationship, and that's how Rob really works. And it really is about it's not transactional. He doesn't go to festivals or venues or whatever that for money. He really does things about lifelong relationships. And to me, that speaks to what Ok Rock's about and why we're doing it, right? And so Rob comes in as like Maori, as New Zealand Aotearoa's most decorated Maori artist.
Yeah.
He has really, I'd say, normalized Maori language in mainstream media. It's very much a part of the entire fabric of media and entertainment in New Zealand. It's really amazing to see. It's kind of stuff we're aspiring to be.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And we started that set with the Hallucination, which was formerly known as a tribe called Red. They're from Ottawa. And you've probably heard some of their music in TV shows like The Good Lord Bird or Rutherford Falls on Peacock. And they're also featured in the second trailer for the upcoming film Killers of the Flower Moon. And that was a song called Electric Powwow Drum. And they're known for that, right? They're known for their drumming and their powwow drum and their powwow sound, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yahweh. I think they even kind of, they came out of a scene called Electric Powwow, where groups would meet up in Canada at clubs and spin tracks to both hip hop, electronica, and powwow music, and really see who could vibe the hardest together and get the crowd really going. And that's where A Tribe Called Red, now known as Hallucination, was born out of. This scene in Canada, in
Montreal.
Montreal, exactly. And really pioneered the genre of electric powwow.
Wow, that's cool. And that's just three of the 24 mm-hmm. artists who are going to be at this festival. Uh-huh. And can we just marvel at the significance of this festival and the fact that it is taking place here on Tlingit An'i? Like,
it's pretty amazing.
And the fact that you mentioned this in the first segment, Ka-Chung, but the only Indigenous music festival in the United States. How is that even possible? How's that possible?
Yeah, it's it's hard to really fathom, but then it's also easy to understand.
It is.
It's so yeah. true, right? Yeah. It's like, what? And then you're like, oh. You're kind of like, yeah, I get it.
But it makes you say why.
Yeah, why? Especially when you mentioned there's festivals all over the world.
Yeah.
Australia, New Zealand. Wasn't there one just in Norway
or something?
One of
my favorite one just concluded in Norway called Ridu Ridu. It's a Sami festival. One of my favorite festivals I've ever been to.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. So the fact that this is sort of pushing the envelope, making it happen here. I think I just want the people who are listening to understand how magical that is, that to have that here in mm-hmm. Southeast Alaska, and specifically here on Tlingit An'i, to just say, wow. And you can support that, right? That you can support that and the continuing efforts every 2 years to bring a festival like this here. It's pretty amazing. And I know I did want to mention this. You have some support from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council and also Tlingit and Haida, because that changed the relationship a little bit. That's so important. What changed about the future of the festival now that Tlingit and Haida is involved?
So yeah, I work for Tlingit and Haida, and by joining forces, it ensured that the music festival would continue to be Indigenous led and that we would have leadership and be able to bring. We don't just want this to be a music festival where Indigenous people are playing at. We want the festival to be Indigenous. We want it to hold space. We want people to connect. We want to be able to be our full selves while also being in communion with all of our allies and people who also love Indigenous music. And having Tlingit and Haida involved in this way, we can ensure that this space is created and sustained and done in a way that's respectful to Tlingit An'i and Tlingit people, but also uplifting all of our beautiful Indigenous peoples here in Alaska.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Well, beautifully said. I like that. So I'm curious for you both, what's it like to put this thing together? They're
I think
the floor.
I think I've gotten a few more gray hairs for sure.
I mean, how far out are you working, and how did you manage to get all these itineraries to work out? I noticed that Snotty Nose Res Kids are on a world tour, and they're. Mm-hmm. I looked at their tour page, and there it is right here, Ok Rock, and a couple other bands I noticed on their tour pages that they're fitting this in to come from all these different places. So, what's it like? How to put this all together?
It's we have an amazing team. We really do. This is a team effort, and we have to definitely recognize every single one of our folks that are really bringing in their expertise. Some of us are really great at passion and love and all that kind of stuff, which is more me. And some of us are awesome at spreadsheets, which is not me. That's Nes Kogge.
Right.
So it's we really balance each other out.
Yeah.
Nes Kogge really brings that production level, managing the production. I mean, the spreadsheets and the organization that Nes Kogge brings is actually unmatched to anyone I've ever seen and worked with.
Right.
And then, you know, for me, it's just like,
but I think the subtext there is she keeps you in line.
Yeah. She definitely. And to me, it's like, this has been a passion.
Yeah.
This has been a mission. This has been a vision for decades.
Yeah. That's pretty great. And I love that you were talking about how the festival is indigenous led and will continue to do that as we move forward. So I want to play a little bit more of these artists. And so in our second set here, we're going to hear a little, let's see, we've got Nicholas Glennon, AKA Yatsin. We have, is it Kuik? Is that how we say that?
Yeah.
And then another band that you might have heard of called Bamyuan.
Oh.
We'll play a little bit of that too. So let's hear a little bit. We're going to start with Yatsin. It's called Knives. And then we'll hear Canoe Song from Kuik and Drum I Carry from Bamyuan. Here you go. A little bit more to get you pumped up for Ok Rock coming to Tlingit Ani September 21st through the 23rd.
Thank you.
That's a little Bamiwa. Kuchung, you might know a little bit about them.
A little bit.
That's Kuchung's band. They're going to be also playing at the Indigenous Ok Rock Rock Music Festival, which is happening in Tlingit Ani on September 21st to the 23rd. We're talking about the Ok Rock Music Festival this afternoon on Juno Afternoon on KTOO. And Gunath Cheech again for you both being here. Yeah, Kuchung and Nathkar Kuge talking about the Ok Rock Music Festival. So let's just run down who we were just hearing there. Bamiwa, this unknown band that nobody knows about. but then we had Kuik right before that and Yatsin right before that. Do we want to highlight just a little bit about them? And yeah.
So Kuik was born of a collaboration with Preston Singletary and Bernie. What was Bernie's last name?
Bernie Worrell.
Bernie Worrell.
Yeah, who used to play with the Parliament.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And if you have never met Preston or heard him talk, his first love was actually music. Yeah. He really wanted to be a professional musician, but Glass called to him. Mm-hmm. And he had this opportunity when he met Bernie to start Kuik. And they wanted to highlight the indigenous languages that were around in the Seattle area at the time. So Thlinkit, Haida, Yupik. And it just has grown into this progressive jazz funk band that is just amazing. You don't know what you're going to hear when you put on one of their vinyls or one of their records. From one song to another, you might just learn some new Thlinkit, you might learn some history, or you might see some hip-hop being thrown, depending on who are the band members at the time. So that band right now has Preston Singletary, Sandra Sigona, who's Haida. Air Jazz is in it now.
Nice.
Our own local Air Jazz.
Air Jazz.
Awesome to see him there.
Gene really Tagman.
Right? Yeah. Gene Tagman, Captain Rob, and Ed Littlefield.
Ed Littlefield on drums.
Yep.
Nice.
So lots of local folks bring together Juno in Seattle.
And Yatsin is Nicholas Galanin, who's out of Sitka and is also a visual artist.
Yeah. Yatsin is Yatsin. His Thlinkit name, and he and Yatsin just signed on to the legendary, music label Sub Pop out of Seattle. So, I mean, just amazing. So that, to me, like that song that you heard was, you know, a song that they collaborated with Portugal the Man. So you just, they're so fun to watch and to see perform. So maybe we'll get a cameo from Portugal the Man. We'll see.
That'd be cool. And again, this is just another three of the total 24 artists. And on the webpage for this episode today for our show, I will be putting all of the people on there with links to their websites and stuff. But you can also go to aakrockfest.com. That's AAKW rockfest.com. And you will see the entire lineup. And let's talk about like, tickies and how do we get involved in this and can we volunteer and all those good things. Like tickets are on sale now, right?
Now.
Yeah.
And for a very, very limited time, you can get two tickets for $250 instead of one ticket for $150. That's going away pretty soon. Mm-hmm. We're not going to announce quite the date, but I'm letting you know there's a countdown and it's not very
now
long.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. And we have very limited VIP tickets. The VIP tickets get you guaranteed seating, maybe some extra time with the artist, or maybe even an extra show.
Oh, right? What they call like a meet and greet kind of a thing?
Well, yeah, definitely. Exactly. Definitely meet and greet. Yeah. Exclusive swag that is being designed by local artist Chloe Kavanoff and another Thlinkit artist here in town. And with all that, you will only be one of 50 people if you buy a VIP ticket. And you would truly be supporting Indigenous excellence in the music.
Absolutely. Now, people might hear $150 and go, whoa, that's a lot of money. But we're talking about 3 days of music.
Three days.
And if you break it down and do $150 divided by 24, you're going to end up with $6.60 per show.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty amazing.
See a single show here in town. I know I buy tickets here in town for the bars all the time at $10-$15. When's the last time you paid $6?
Sometimes you go, you pay. I'm going to something at the Alaska State Fair, and it's $50.
Yeah,
right for
absolutely.
One.
I mean, it's, to me, this number. It might be some sticker shock here in Juneau, but it really is like when you go anywhere else, especially you go to a festival. You're paying hundreds, if not thousands. A good friend of mine just went to a Taylor Swift show and took his daughter for her 21st birthday. And those tickets were like $6,000. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
And how we have the lineup is that you can see everyone.
Every single one.
So you're not going to be missing out on any of the 24 acts if you buy this ticket over 3 days. So $50 a day is how it breaks down.
Can you get an individual ticket or no?
So it's going to depend on how or 3 day passes. We want to be able to honor the folks who were early supporters, who had faith from the beginning. And if there are spots left, we'll release some daily passes in late August.
Okay, great. And the best place to get those tickets is at aakrockfest.com, right? That'll take you right to the link and it'll take you to the, I think it's the Jack's website that you're buying the tickets through.
Yeah,
okay, great. And you want to, and you're supporting Indigenous music. You're supporting this festival happening here in Klinkit-Anee. You're supporting like artists coming from New Zealand and from other places around. I also want to mention that there's a lot of Alaskan talent music makers in this festival. And can you speak to that a little bit, Kachan?
I'll speak real quickly to that, because I definitely want to talk about those other ways you can really connect with the festival. But our way of curating and presenting this festival is that we really think about Alaskan artists first. So we want representation from all of the cultures, the major cultures in Alaska.
Great.
That's first tier. That's who we think about at first before we even think of anybody else. Then we start thinking about US-based artists. And then we start thinking Canadian. And then outside, keep going further, right? So, I mean, as far as, you know, the last time we had, you know, artists from Mozambique and from Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
And this year we're going as far as New Zealand.
That's awesome. Okay. And what are some of the other ways that people can connect with the festival? There's volunteer opportunities or what else can we do?
There are going to be volunteer opportunities. So later this month, if you just keep following us on either Instagram, Facebook, or website, we're going to be launching our volunteer application. We need 50 or 60 people who hopefully are here in Juneau and would love to donate their time. And in exchange of becoming a volunteer and working a couple shifts, you get access to the festival, a sweet volunteer shirt, and to say that you got to see behind the scenes of the only Indigenous music festival in the United States. Other ways you can be involved, we need thank you gifts. This is a Hosa and Shingani. Of course, we're going to give thank you gifts.
Oh, yes.
So if you're a local business owner, you make some stuff, you're an artist or a vendor, connect with us. We're looking for thank you gifts and would love to highlight your work, your business in or thank you bags to the artists. Last but not least, this takes money. This is not cheap. And we pay our artists well. We pay them what they deserve. This isn't asking for hopes, dreams, and favors. And we continue to need funds to make sure this isn't the last Ock Rock that happens. So business owners out there, corporations, come connect to Kajung and give us some money.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gwyneth Cheese for that. And again, the dates of this festival, it's coming up this September 21st through the 23rd. Tickets are available at the aakrockfest.com. That's A-A-K-W rockfest.com. And it sounds like you got to get your two-person pass for a little bit of a savings there soon. And I really appreciate you all coming in today. You both coming in today and really sort of giving us a preview of this and the hard work that goes into this, the importance of this festival happening, not just in the United States, but happening here in Klingit-Ani, which is pretty awesome. We're going to listen to a couple more songs on our way out. We're going to start with Sean Teal and a song called Feels So Good. And then if we have a little bit more time, we're going to hear On the River from Black Belt Eagle Scout, one of my favorite bands. Names.
Love her.
Yeah. And so you can find out about all these artists online at aakrockfest.com. So Gwyneth Cheese to Kachung, enough for Kuge for coming in today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gwyneth Cheese. Here, let's hear some more awesome music from
Ock
Rock. Ock Rock Festival.
See you there. Bye. See you, Kostin.
that'll do it for today's Juno Afternoon. Have a tremendous Tuesday. On tomorrow's show, a first look at Perseverance Theater's upcoming season, plus a chat with Betsy Sims about a cool marimba workshop happening tomorrow. Check out more online at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, where you can listen to episodes, subscribe to the podcast, or find out how to be a guest on the show. Juno Afternoon is a project of the KTO Arts and Culture team. I'm Boston Christopher, producer and host of the program, with help today from Aaron Tripp. Thanks, and have a glorious Juno evening. We'll go out with a little black belt Eagle Scout. Enjoy the day, everybody.